Great Country Q94. We are here at the County Line Country Music Festival.
Woohoo!
Lori Wilde, we made it!
We did, barely, by the hair of our skinny skin, chinny chin chin. That's how we say it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the old school saying.
Yeah, yeah.
The gates are open.
Woo!
Is what they say, and we got Trey Lewis here with us hanging out.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Welcome to Wisconsin, buddy.
Yeah, man. It's beautiful here.
Yeah, it is. Perfect weather. Could you be blessed with anything better than this? Honestly?
I mean, I would have taken like 10 degrees cooler, but fine. I mean,
there's clouds in the sky, but not like rainy clouds. They're like picture perfect.
Yeah, they're like
clouds.
The picturesque. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Like this is what you see on the cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is perfect today. There's even a little bit of a breeze. I mean, I'll take it.
So, you stopped by, got a couple days off from the Kid Rock tour. You're heading to
to Ohio.
Ohio tomorrow.
Yeah.
With Kid Rock.
What's it like with Kid Rock?
It's pretty chill, you know. He's like, he gets off of his airplane and then walks onto the stage.
Yeah.
And then once the show's over, he gets in his airplane and leaves. So it's not like, you know, the 70s, anything crazy backstage, but
he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, before the tour, like I went over to his house and we sat down and had coffee and watched the news and just talked about life. And
watched the news with Kid Rock?
Yeah, and we just
Ted Nugent news. Is Nugent?
Was it CNN?
Definitely not. but we just talked and. You know, like he invited me out to his house on 4th of July and, you know, he lives like 20 minutes up the road from me in Nashville. So it's been, he's a good guy, man. It's been cool to hang out with him and just kind of get to know him. He's super smart and just, you know, there's a reason why he's played arenas and amphitheaters and big festivals for 20 years, you know.
There's a lot more to that, you know, when it comes to acts.
Yeah.
And sometimes what you see, you like it, you love it, but I mean,
there's a person behind that.
There's still a person.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great entertainer, you know, and he's a family man, you know. He's got his son and his granddaughter, and they've got another one on the way. So.
So you just a couple of years ago, you couldn't head down to Nashville and end up in any bar without hearing D Down in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
And
still that way.
That was TikTok, man. I mean,
yeah.
That's when I got on TikTok, and that's where I heard it.
It's a viral moment, man.
It's amazing.
Pretty
did
cool.
You ever picture yourself having a viral TikTok moment?
Never in a million years. I mean, I think that, you know, early on I thought that, you know, I would just, early on I was like, I want to be like Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean or something like that, you know, and then the longer I played music, I realized that, hey, that might not be possible, but if I can make a living doing this, then that's good, you know, and I mean, I got 10 years into the deal of playing covers for four nights a week, and then COVID happened, world shut down, and my friends were like, hey, they showed me this song, and I was like, I'll cut it, whatever, and I put it out.
Wait, this wasn't real life experience?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So everybody's always let down when I tell them that story, but I do have a long list of exes, so I'm sure we can make it a reality and sprinkle it in there.
Trey Lewis, you're on stage at 7 tonight, right after Corey Farley, and right before the legend.
The real TL.
I saw that on your Instagram. The real TL.
Tracy Lawrence.
Mm. Yeah, there's another artist. His name's Trey Landon, and me and him are good buddies. We go fishing a lot, and we always call each other the real TL, and I called him. We played a show with Tracy Lawrence a few weeks back, and I called him. I said, man, I met the real TL this weekend, and it's neither one of us. So.
That is so cool. We're glad to have you here at the County Line Country Music Fest. And up-tempo, rocking, like killer, just
high energy, gonna be a good time. There's a few serious moments in the set, but that's just to let the fans get to know me. So,
all right,
it'll be fun.
Anything, Lori, you're ready to rock.
You know, I am not on TikTok, but
she's
every,
not.
I'm not. I'm on.
You gotta
I'm
get a, with
I'm
it,
an
sister.
Old lady.
They got some weird algorithms. You can go down some really weird holes.
Well,
TikTok.
I see. I am a 36-year-old woman who watches TikToks like a true millennial 3 weeks after they're viral on Instagram.
On Facebook,
Instagram Reels. Instagram Reels. That's how I watch my TikToks. But I also know that my 14-year-old when I said that Trey Lewis was coming, she was like, "What? This festival is legit." And I was like, I've talked about Justin Moore, Chris Jansen, but when I said Trey Lewis, then we became legit.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight at 7. Tickets still available at the gate. And, never mind. It's free. That's right.
It is free tonight. Yeah. But I mean, tickets
free
are.
Show.
Yeah. Tickets are available at the gate.
Yeah, still get tickets for the rest of the weekend. Yeah. But, looking forward to it. Thanks,
awesome. Thanks for having me on, man.
Go. Cool.